Due to the wildfire, 200 to 300 homes have been evacuated in eastern Utah. Jason Curry, spokesman for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, says they are unsure of the number of people that represents.
Although we do know that some homes have been affected and burned by the fire, we don't know numbers yet. That's something that's going to be worked on here as soon as we can safely get people in to do that.
Governor Gary Herbert says weather will be an important factor in reaching containment status for the fire.
This fire really has a lot to do with how the weather and what the weather conditions are going to be this afternoon.
Too much wind will make it difficult for air support to drop needed water and retardant on the fire, Herbert says.
Frustrating thing for me, and I think for everybody, is to know that with all the fires we've got going in Utah, and we have a lot of them, it's tinder-like conditions out there, it's dry, we've been through a drought, we all recognize this, but 92% of all the fires we have in Utah have been man-caused.
Herbert reminded residents to be careful with fireworks, campfires, and where they park hot vehicles during the dry months. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.